Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, and we're on the success series, which I'm running for the next couple days. Today, I'm going to be talking about focusing on your message. Today's day four. Okay, whenever I go to speak at events, I make a conscious decision to focus on the message and trust that it will reach the people that it's meant to reach. I've learned this from experience, okay? No matter how great an orator you are, no matter how amazing your message is, you will not make everyone happy and you will not solve everyone's problems. Every single person in your audience has a story. And these stories play a powerful role in how they receive information and how they receive advice. So you cannot control that. When you step on stage, there is someone who has decided to open up their heart and their mind to receive everything you're about to share because they want their life to change. On the other hand, there is someone who has decided to be cynical and disagree with everything that you share, and you cannot control that. In some cases, your job may require speaking to an individual multiple times to help them break through their issues. In other cases, you will not be able to handle one-on-one interventions. You see, there was a point in my journey where I used to judge myself for the inability to respond to every single person's wants or needs. And that was a big mistake. If you plan to do anything great in this life, you're going to have to be all right with the fact that you're not for everyone. I mean, think about it. Do you think that Barack Obama or Oprah Winfrey or Richard Branson or Steve Jobs or whoever your hero is could do all the great work that they've done if they were busy trying to change the mind of one individual? Absolutely not. There are many people that would walk behind Jesus Christ asking him to solve their problems. But even he was on a mission that required doing what he needed to do at that time. So Jesus Christ couldn't stop at every single household. He couldn't stop to listen to every single problem. There were people who said, "Hey, Jesus, we heard you heal people. We heard you're healing people all around. Come to my house and prove it." Jesus didn't stop at their homes. He focused on his mission, right? I realized that many people with amazing gifts are sometimes distracted by this Messiah Savior complex. We feel the need to fix everybody. I've been there. Recently, one of the people in a community that I manage had a challenge, okay? And we addressed this challenge in a way that we believed would help them think through their feelings. So we're talking about it on the group, and in a split second, their situation had spiraled. Like, it just went from 0 to 100. And I immediately asked a friend of mine in the community to reach out to them on a personal level and just talk through it with them. Now, this individual may have expected me to reach out to them, right? But I knew it wasn't my calling. It was my friend's calling, right? On one hand, that individual might be frustrated at me for not being the one to help them solve the problem, but I didn't have to be the Messiah. Sometimes being the Messiah is, again, ego in action as a leader, right? But we'll talk about that another day. I hope that, you know, this helps you, and you should definitely share it with someone. Get someone to jump on the success series with us. I'm really, really looking forward to, you know, making some tremendous impacts on mind shifts with this series. Have a super blessed week, and I love you.